Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and good evening. You're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show, live and direct, courtesy of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Today is December the 18th, 2013. And, well, some of you will be excited to know this and some of you may not, but time is catching up. So just warning you, next week, 1 week from today, it's Christmas Day. So if you really want to escape the rush and the fuss and the hustle and the bustle, then you can always just remind everybody that Jesus is the reason for the season and just share some love and some joy and not worry about all those presents you have to run around and go and get. Praise God, because they say it is better to give than to receive. But if you've got to give something of yourself. Amen. And speaking of which, I have some joy to share with you, because joy is the one thing that the Lord has promised the world. And Eddie Neblett, he sang about joy. So let's share some joy, and then we'll come back and get the show started. We've got some exciting things taking place, some exciting things happening, and some exciting things to come. So check it all out here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And he gives joy, and he brought joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us get together. Let's try and put this together and give the best that we can and see the Lord in a more excellent way. So when you join me as we look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for love, Father God. unspeakable joy, Father God. We thank you that you have given this to us and you have left us with the free will to accept it, Father God. And Father God, right now, we just ask right now that you would be ever so present, that you would join us here, you would take over, you would see your way through. I ask that you use me as a messenger and servant and only that, and that they would see you and feel your presence. Father God, we speak to those right now who are mourning and grieving. Father, you know there are many, and I've put prayers out for some and been praying for others. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you would go and find them, seek them, Lord, because you said if you would search out just one lost lamb and not worry about the 99, Father God, then how much greater could these people be that need your comfort? We speak strength and endurance for the race ahead, Father God, because we know it's never easy when we lose someone. And Father, we ask right now that you would touch those who have lost, maybe not recently, but sometime, but Christmas is always a difficult time for people to remember the ones that were around and they don't see them or feel them. But Father God, we ask that you still bring them joy and that they can find the true meaning through Christmas, and that their memories would bring them peace and not suffering. Father God, we speak to those right now who are hurting, who are going through heartache, who are going through sorrow, who are going through pain and hurting physically, emotionally. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak joy, we speak love, we speak peace. We speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask right now for those who are struggling financially that you would find a way through and work with them, Father God, because I know that you are God. And if you could have a cattle on a thousand hill, then they are surely entitled to something. So Father God, we speak to finances this time right now, Father, and we just ask right now that you would give everybody discernment over the Christmas holidays, that they not put themselves in debt, because we have no one to impress but you, Father, and you love us no matter what we do. But Father, we just ask right now that even if they've got that extra bonus for the Christmas or whatever the case may be, that doesn't break them. And Father, right now, we just ask that they continue to remember the true spirit of Christmas. And yes, it's always a wonderful joy to be able to give so many wonderful things to those we love at Christmas time. But Father, we ask once again for discernment and wisdom. You've granted it and you've given it to each and every single one of us. And Father, despite that some of us may not all use that it is there and it's a gift that needs to be stirred up. So we stir it up now in the mighty name of Jesus. But as we go forth right now, Father God, we ask that you be ever present and continue to give us this joy that you so speak of. And Father God, right now, we give you all glory, honor, and praise because you are truly worthy. And anyone within earshot who truly agrees with me, we all together should say amen. Praise God. How's everybody doing out there? I'm excited. You heard this song, Joy. I've been playing it for the last couple weeks and really enjoy it. And it's by a young man in New York. And we're going to get to speak to him this evening. His name is Eddie Neblett. And we're going to get some more information and some behind-the-scenes conversation with Mr. Eddie Neblett and get some depth of some of his music. He has some awesome stuff. I think I might have played or wanted to play some of his music when we did our Caribbean theme month because he's obviously connected to the Caribbean, but I will leave that information for you to find out. So as they would say when we were little, for me to know and for you to find out, praise God. And we have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young man by the name of Darren Ziwak. Darren is an old friend of ours because, as you know, he's been on the show. He even took some time out on his American Thanksgiving and joined us the night that Reuben Stoddard was here. And we always get to hear some of his music. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And he also has some Christmas music out. So we definitely want to share that. I'm also going to be introducing some more Christmas music over the next couple days, a couple weeks, I should say, of Sean Hardin. Yes, and I've got to give a shout out also to my Detroit, Michigan folk. Praise God, Michigan in the house. And I know there's a lot of talent because we already have my friend Marvin Thompson there. And so Michigan, come on now, it's Motown. What do you expect? They've got some serious talent. And I know that's the city that, and well, it's a state that they know how to praise God and they bring the music. Amen. When it comes to gospel music. And so Sean Hardin has some Christmas music out too. And we're going to be introducing that out to you all as well. You know, it makes me sad that Christmas is such a special time, and I realize it's important. I guess just like any birthday, it comes once a year. But don't you wish you could play the music all year round? I'm going to break the rules because Pastor Jay is going to be playing Christmas music, not only on Christmas Day, because, yes, that is another announcement we'll be making later on in the show. But I'm going to be playing it on New Year's Day, and I don't know, maybe some of it I could sneak in after. But we've got some exciting things taking place in the next few weeks, and most certainly tonight. But let's listen to some more music. So let's check out, this is another Eddie Neblett song, and it's Birth of the Savior. Amen.
Greatest gift that man could ever have, you are the one who decorated the sky with all of the stars. You command the moon and the sun to give light and separate the day from the night. Oh, now blessed is the day you sent to us your son, ruler of the world, yet humble. Soul can be free. Now we can sing this melody.
has a lovely song, Birth of the Savior by Eddie Neblett. I can't wait to speak with him this evening on the phone. Did you hear the little voice at the end that said, Merry Christmas? We're going to have to find out who that little voice belongs to. Praise God. All right. Not sure what you all have been up to, but it's been a very busy week, and I'm sure it's been very busy for all of you as well, because I know it's the Christmas season, and I'm telling you, it's busy, 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 busy. Amen. So I need everyone to at least take a moment to breathe. You know, you always hear sad stories, and I'm not putting it bad out there in the name of Jesus, but we need to breathe and we need to take our time, because I can remember years ago hearing a story about someone who actually had a stroke on their doorstep, rushing and hustling and bustling for Christmas, and got home and had a stroke on the doorstep. And so, you know, we need to take some time. There is no gift that is so important that is worth dying for. You get what I'm saying here? Praise the Lord. The only gift that was worth dying for was us. The Lord died for us. And so we're grateful. And that is the greatest gift that anyone can ever have. And if you haven't received that gift, well, the package is always there to be opened. Amen. Praise God. All right. It's birthday and shout-out time. I've got a few shouts that I definitely need to do before we get to our birthday wishes. And I've got family and friends who have birthdays as well, and a couple other people. And so we have some accomplishments. We've got some graduations. We've got all sorts of stuff taking place. But give me 2 seconds here, because I got to pull up some information. I want to do a shout-out to Pastor Fikir Tillahun from Ethiopia, and that God is blessing him and using him and moving mountains in the name of Jesus with the ministry that he has. This is all the way from Ethiopia. We continue to lift you up in prayer, Pastor, and continue to keep keeping on. And how can you not share good news? We like to share bad news, and we like to give out unwanted news, but good news we tend to keep to ourselves. I'm not sure why. And I've noticed if you watch the news, they'll share everything. So it's time that we shared some good news. Amen. Also, we want to do a shout out to Pastor Faisal, and he's in Pakistan doing big things with his ministry. God continue to use you and bless you also too, my brother. Praise God, and continue to lift you up. Now, I have to do a birthday shout out to my cousin. Oh, praise God, I just saw some good news. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Actually, this is an accomplishment. I just found out that a very dear friend of mine has just been made a judge. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so proud of him. And I'm going to give a shout out to a wonderful man of God, a phenomenal singer. He and I actually grew up singing together. We used to perform together. We used to do duets together, praise God. So we want to give a congratulations to Ontario's newest judge, the Honorable Justice Donald McLeod. Praise God. Amen. I'm just going to do that. Just did a shout out to Donald on the show. Very proud. Amen. Praise God. Talk about news while it's happening. Amen. Praise God. And it's funny because our parents became friends. We used to sing in a choir together. We did all sorts of stuff. And I was involved in law, and he was involved in law. And our paths are very similar. And I just want to say congratulations. Very proud. Very, very, very proud. I know my father would be proud, because I know he kind of treated Donald almost like the son, like a son. I can't say the son that he didn't have, because he had a son. Amen. And he had a good son. Praise God. That's my wonderful brother, Tony. Praise God. All right. Birthday shout outs. We want to wish happy birthday to my cousin. Praise God. I'm just checking some information. Everything happens up to the minute. Praise God. I just want to give a birthday shout out to one of my cousins who is celebrating today, actually, Brother Licorice. And he's having a birthday today and celebrating. And we want to wish him all the very, very, very best. And know that God is a blessing God, and God is still in the blessing business. And I tell you, with the economy the way it is right now, he's probably the only one whose business is doing very well. And I can tell you, much like Facebook, everybody wants to buy stocks. Well, I am buying into what the Lord is selling. Amen. Praise God. I can't think of a better investment. I tell you, it's like an insurance policy. I can remember somebody saying that years ago, that the pay is bad, but the benefits are great. That's the call to ministry right there, folks, right there. Praise God. But you know what? God blesses, and he blesses in abundance for the same reason he snows in Toronto in abundance. Praise God, because it's a blessing. Amen. So I just want to wish my cousin a very happy birthday, and I hope that his day is going very, very well. Also, we want to wish happy birthday to you. And if you're celebrating something, or you have something special that's taking place, or something amazing has happened, I know there's a lot of exams going on. I know there's a minister wife who just finished her theological thesis, and she's taken her break now. Praise God. One of my minister friends in the Michigan area. And so she's now excited that she can spend some time and hang out with the kids. I think she said something about, and go play in the snow with children. Well, she can go play in the snow. I'm going to stay right here. Praise God. And if you've accomplished something else, some people have had some anniversaries. You know, we can't make light of accomplishments, because these are important things, and we have to encourage one another. And we have a tendency to focus on the bad and not the good. So we just want to say congratulations, happy anniversary, way to go, kudos to you, and all of that good stuff. And for my birthday, folk, this is for you.
Yeah. Are you ready? Let's
go to the dance floor.
Everybody pop some Norway, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some love. Pop some Norway, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some love. Yeah. Happy party day. Yeah. Who day? Are they? Who day? Happy, 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 happy. Everybody must be the end. Come with a baby, come with a friend. This kind of party no need to pretend. See, are they? Happy party go day. Some my brother top some chicken, some pepper soup. You go drink water, you go kaput. Everybody sing say, you got them they low away. When you see them they throw it away. You go sing, you go dance, you go run. You go the one know where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, it's a money birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there. Yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hot thing. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, there's no tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip hop pure.
My mama day, my mama day.
You make a tambour today. Every party, party day. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Let them, happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a happy birthday.
happy birthday. Some of them children, everybody just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me. See, if you like when you enter the place, everybody don't think it's easy to request. See, because you hear bumper to bumper, some people change that to fender to bumper. You can see them die, for this party no they die. Everybody, don't speak into the jelly, just because I don't hear your yelly. Some money, if you like say you want to go this instead.
Give me big deal.
For this party, yes, man, no big deal.
Give me big deal.
For this party, no big deal.
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Yes, amen. Happy birthday. Congratulations. And awesome, awesome job. And it's not a bad way to finish out a new year. Or an old year, I should say, and to bring in the new year. So we continue that God would continue to use you and bless you in Jesus' name. All right, we're moving along. We're going to do things a little bit different tonight, and we're going to bring up some of our international community events and happenings shortly. But I want to put on some more music because we're going to be speaking with a good friend of mine. I count myself very blessed because doing the show has allowed me to connect with so many very wonderful people, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing, and there's no other way to say it. I am lucky. I am blessed and privileged and very much honored to meet some of the people that I've gotten the chance to meet, and I'm so glad that they've not only enriched our lives, but we've been able to touch theirs and blend our lives with them. Amen. I think that's a joy. I think that's what it's about. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit, and breath to breath. Amen. So now what I'm going to do is we're going to listen to some music. And this is my friend, Darren Ziwak. We're going to be speaking with him shortly, but I want to play some of this, and I promised him I would get this one out. Wonderful, wonderful song, and it's called Every Christmas by J. Darren Ziwak.
Thank you.
Amen. Every Christmas, isn't that a lovely song? It's so peaceful. I think this is wonderful. And you know what? It gives deep meaning to something that I said earlier in the show, because you think about it, every Christmas and every New Year, it's almost like renewing your relationship with such a wonderful, wonderful person who is God. Amen. Every Christmas, every New Year. Now, Darren has all sorts of music, and we've been playing, there's one that I always play, and I know he's listening to me, so I have to be careful what I say, but there is one that's my favorite, and I love Situation. This is one of his regular ones. He has so many songs, but we're focusing on our Christmas albums and our Christmas music right now. But normally you'll get to hear it in January. I'll be playing it again. He may not say anything, but that's the one I love to play the most. He has so many wonderful songs, but I love Situation. It's so laid back, and it's like, you know, you just can, it's easy listening, but at the same time, it's so joyful, and it's got a little bit of a groove behind it. I'm enjoying the different types of music that we're able to experience, and He does instrumental. We'll be playing some more of that tonight on the show. But right now, I'm excited to be able to speak with him. Now, I've got him on the line. I'm just going to bring him in here. Darren?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Praise God. How are you this evening, my brother?
I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. How about you? How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. You know, it's been a busy day. It's been a long day. But you know what? God never gives you more than you can bear. So,
amen. Amen.
You know,
that's true.
And even it's funny because I had a friend once tell me, and she even said on the show that she looks forward to this midweek pickup because it kind of, that little extra to kind of lift her spirits up. And it actually lifts my spirits up, because when you get to middle of the week and it's kind of like it seems so far from Monday, but still even further from Friday, man.
That's true. That's very true.
And so it's always a joy. But I guess you heard me talking about Situation. Am I in trouble?
Oh no. I mean, I you know, everyone has their, you know, their favorite song. I'm just blessed that you're actually playing it and supporting it. I mean, if that song ministers to you, then that's the song that ministers to you. I mean, you're not in trouble.
See, he's a forgiven man. Praise God. Amen. Now, mm-hmm. We interrupted your Thanksgiving, and actually, you actually saved my neck on Thanksgiving, because we had so many technical troubles, and we have Ruben Studdard in the house, and he was so patient with
right.
all the issues.
Right.
And you were my support system, praise God. Amen. I hope Mrs. Zewak didn't mind sharing her husband while I was in panic mode.
Oh, no, she was fine. She's fine.
Amen. So tell me a little bit more about you, because I know you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, I live here in Tulsa. Uh-huh. I didn't
now,
grow up
you...
here in Tulsa. I actually grew up in Sepulpa, which is like 15 minutes from Tulsa, but I reside in Tulsa now.
Okay, so where was it? What was the name of the place that you grew up?
Sepulpa. It's Sepulpa, Oklahoma. It's like 15 minutes away from Tulsa. And so, but I went to school and graduated from high school and stuff there, and I worshiped there. That's where I attend church, and a lot of my friends and, you know, family still
right.
live there. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, do you have a regular church that you attend, or you want to give a shout-out to a church?
Oh, I attend Mount Olive Baptist Church. I'm the music minister there. And
oh, okay.
Anyone that's listening to my church, yeah. I mean, you know, hello, and I'm blessed that you're listening, if you are. So, yeah, I always like to shout out to, you know, the church and the choir and all that stuff, because that's who I mainly work with, is the two choirs, the inspirational choirs, the kids, and I work with Voices of Praise, which is the adult choir. So.
Okay. So you work with children's choir as well. I always enjoy listening to children sing. Those people really touch your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been doing that for a long time. My kids are, I have a little, and I have kids that are about to graduate, so it's kind of an interesting time with them.
So they transition? They transition into the bigger choir?
Well, some of them do. A lot of them, I mean, it depends on what they do. I mean, sometimes they go off to school, and then they get older, and, you know, they may not want to sing in the big choir. I mean, they're always welcome to, but, you know, they haven't actually some of them do and some of them don't. We haven't had any recently, but, yeah, I mean, you know, that's the general progression. You know, when they get about 18 and so they want to come on to the adult choir, I say, come on, and some of them say, and some of them do, and most of them don't.
Right.
I think it's something that they had to do as a kid, so.
Yeah. And it's important to keep them busy and keep them involved in something that will continue to keep them connected to the Lord.
Right, right, yeah. We try our best, but sometimes, you know, they just grow up and they go off on their own, and, you know, they might come back later or whatever, but it, you know, it just depends. It's a struggle sometimes because I was kind of in that same group, but I did because that's pretty much all I knew. I mean, I went off
right.
to college and I came back home and, and I was kind of not the music minister, and then the music minister they had, you know, she left her husband, got led to a different church, and then, you know, then they asked me, and I said, of course, I'll do it. So I've kind of done that, but I've also, my one true love is really writing music and singing and for the Lord, you know, not just being at playing for the church per se, you know. So that's
right.
kind of how I am, where I am. So.
Okay. So now, I realize it's different to just do regular gospel music, but to do something for Christmas, it's a little different because I think, you know, we used to have that, oh, no, so-and-so now has a Christmas album out, you know, and we don't want to put
right.
it that way. But you're actually writing your own original Christmas songs.
Yeah, it's a little different. I am actually, I'm a person that I really love Christmas music. I love Christmas music. My wife will tell you that. I have an extensive Christmas collection of music, and I just, every year I end up buying more because I just love it. I like it. And so this kind of came on a whim where the my producer, who is Jordan McLeod, who actually was the one that did Every Christmas, just,
uh-huh.
We're in the process of working, and you've heard Forevermore, which
yes.
is another song from my most recent stuff. He was the guy that was like, okay, I'm doing a Christmas thing, you know, do you want to do a Christmas song or whatever? I said, yeah, sure. And I sit down, you know, and the Lord gave me Every Christmas, and he heard it. He's like, I think this is a really nice song. Let's do it. And so we ended up doing it, so. That's kind of how it happened, but I love Christmas. I really do. I love Christmas music. I start early. As soon as, you know, right around Thanksgiving, I've got my playlist going and albums I listen to and all kinds of stuff all the time.
And you know, if there's something festive about the Christmas season and passionate about the Christmas season because we tend to be in a better frame of mood because, I mean, during the year everybody's tired or busy or occupied, but at Christmas, I guess being the date that we recognize Jesus, we tend to be a little friendlier at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Yeah, and I think now what's happening now is people are enjoying Christmas because I'm realizing people are decorating their Christmas tree earlier or putting up their decorations and their lights earlier. It's almost as though we want to stretch out the Christmas season. So when is a good time mm-hmm. to really start getting out your Christmas music, would you say?
Probably early November, maybe, because, I mean, you know, I've never actually, like, recorded a full, like, Christmas album, because I mean
mm-hmm.
I haven't really done that. I'm not there yet, and
right.
I would love to someday, but it's just right now I'm in the process of you know, releasing my current project. And,
uh-huh.
You know, that's I'm doing that now, but I mean I would love to. I mean I I would probably think it would need to be ready, probably, you know, either early, probably, you know, mid-October, early November at the latest, probably, to really get it, you know, to get it out, to get it to where it needs to go. Because Christmas is one of them things that if you don't get it out early enough, then it's you know, you've done it, but no one's really had a chance to really enjoy it. So.
That's true, because, like, we're enjoying some of your music, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm only allowed to play it for about a month, and I want to stretch it out. It's hard, and this stuff is so nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. I love Christmas music, and I love to look at my collection, and I like to see who's out that I like that, you know, that's recording Christmas music now. So it's real interesting, but fun. I mean, it's something that I definitely would be interested in doing if, you know, the Lord gave me the opportunity to do a Christmas album. I would definitely do one.
Right. Now, I know you're on Reverb Nation. You've got lots of exciting things happening on Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Let's hear.
It's just a lot of stuff going on there because I've kind of got I'm trying to get my Wizard Hits and stuff going. I've got maybe like I'm like 10,000 hits away maybe from like what I'm calling the trifecta, which would be, you know, 1 million song plays, 1 million video plays, and 1 million Wizard Hits.
Right.
So I'm just about there, and I probably will be there by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So
very
I'm
good.
I'm just really blessed that, I'm just blessed that, and I have a lot of support, you know, a lot of people, you know, my team really helps me with, you know, with trying to get the word out and people coming and downloading my app. That's what I'm trying to really push now, getting my apps downloaded. But it's been really interesting on there because I've gotten some really good feedback from some really key people that I think are going to be real prominent in my career upcoming. So,
right.
You know.
And that's good. Now, if somebody wanted to buy some of your music, where would they go?
They could go to iTunes. They can go to CD Baby. They can go to Amazon MP3. Just about almost any online store may probably have it, but iTunes for sure has it. The ones I named, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, MP3, all of those have my music. And every Christmas is actually, you can, that's also one that it can also purchase as well.
Right. Well, I'm going to get some of those links so we can put them on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page and get the word out so people know how to link with you. But you already know we've been following you and you've got our support and we'll always be supporting you because we enjoy not only your music, but you as a person. You know, I realize you're a very humble fella and your wife is probably laughing, but I realize that that's just the humility that God has bestowed upon you. So tell us a little bit about your Christian walk and how you came to know the Lord.
Well, actually, I was born into the church. Both my mom and dad have gone to church from the time I was a little bitty boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got saved at about 12 years old. I was 12 and I just knew that I needed to be in the church. I've always had a longing to be close to the Lord, and my parents have instilled that in me. And I've been really blessed to have really good, saved parents. My dad's a deacon in the church. My mom is a deacon in the church. And they've been in that church for a long, 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 long time. And so I just had a personal experience with God. You know, I grew up and I was a child. I mean, I wasn't always... I was well, kind of a miracle because when I was born at birth, I was really sick as a baby, and the doctors had told my parents that I because I wasn't holding the milk that they were giving me, and they were saying, "Well, he's probably not going to make it in my day." My dad was like, "No, that's not going to happen." And so he took me, and they just started, you know, they had formula at the time, but he just started feeding me regular milk, and by the grace of God, I started taking it. Of course, with regular milk, you know, you have a lot of allergies, and at that time, I had a lot of allergies, and and actually, I had asthma. When I was a kid, I had asthma really bad, and And I just, you know, my parents just kept, you know, we just kept praying and praying, and they were, you know, just always there. I didn't have, like, major attacks, but I had asthma pretty bad. But by the time I was 16, the Lord healed me of asthma.
Okay.
And so I don't have it now. And it's a blessing. It was a blessing because I was a singer. I've always liked to sing and play the piano. And it was just a blessing to wake up and I could just hold these notes forever. And I'm thinking, oh, I know this from the Lord. And I just give God the praise because he has blessed me in every aspect of my life. And I know that there's no way that I can make it. There's nothing that I can, if I had 1,000 tongues, I still wouldn't be enough to praise him. It's not enough, you know. And he gave me a gift. And so with the gift he lended me, it's definitely my responsibility to give, to praise him with the gift that he's blessed me with.
Amen.
So that's what I do.
And, you know,
talents to glorify.
It's funny because I've always said sometimes people who just sort of know him, they don't – I got to be careful how I say this. I got to word this real well. Sometimes people who sort of know the Lord, they appreciate him, but they don't fully understand him. Until we've gone through some things is when we start to really know the Lord. Amen? And you have
true.
A gratefulness and you have an adoration for him that's beyond words that you can't really explain because you sort of know what he brought you from, what he brought you out of, what he put you through, and what he's done for you. And it was like someone I was telling today, you know, you're young and you got to go through some things to really know life. You don't know life. You don't know how hard life can be. And so until you've really gone through some serious trial and tribulation is when you really start to appreciate that the Lord brought you through. And it's funny because I hear the story over and over again. Usually people who are talented or have a special calling on their life from the Lord, they're the ones who tend to almost not make it at birth or tend to struggle through life because of the fact that the devil is not happy and he'll try and take you any way he can, but the Lord always has his hands on you. And so I'm thankful that you not only were spared, because the Lord had stuff for you to do, and look at what you're doing for him. Amen. But you can breathe and sing. And you know, it's funny because I grew up singing from the time I was, probably about 3 or 4 years old. I've always sung. And I used to have that little sweet, tiny, little soft voice. I had a little angelic voice. And it's only when I started serving the Lord that my voice got so big and so loud and so powerful that there was a time you would have to turn up the amplifier and all the amps just to get my mic loud enough to hear this sweet little angel voice. And there was so much feedback coming up because they had to crank it. And then the Lord, he took my voice and he just, I don't know, he made it huge. And I couldn't believe the voice I had. And so from the day I took my call and I realized that my voice was here for the Lord and not for any other reason, I got scared to even sing secular music anymore because I thought, well, this is what my voice is for. I can't use it for something that's not of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And the power is still there. Hallelujah. So now, my friend, you have these wonderful Christmas songs that we're going to continue to play and share, obviously. And I know you've got lots of other music, and we'll be hearing more of that again in the new year because we're always playing, including my favorite situation.
Don't feel bad about that because I'm telling you that's also my mom's favorite song, too, and it was really hard.
Well,
there's a story behind it. Yeah, she's my hardest critic, so.
Oh no!
I mean, she is. She really is.
Really good that I was grouped with your mom for a minute until you said that.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't expect, it's kind of like, one of my friends told me this, and it's really true. You know, music is really, it's like food, you know. Everybody's not going to like the same thing. You know, you go and some people might like, you know, they might like steak and other people, they may like fish. I mean, you know, that's what it is. And whatever ministers to you is what you're going to like. And so I'm just blessed that, you know, that's something that the Lord has blessed me to do is ministering to you, regardless whether it's a situation or any other song that he's blessed me to do. So I'm just blessed that
While we're talking about that, then, what is your favorite? I don't know if you have a favorite. What are some of your favorite ones? How's that?
Wow. You know, now that's a really tough question because, you know, I guess as a, you know, when you're singing, you know, it's just really, it can be different because I have a really interesting writing thing that I have going on with me. Like, you know how some people, they can go to the piano and they can just go and they can write stuff. I mean, some people can do it like daily. And
right.
I'm one of these artists that the Lord gives me songs kind of like in series. I say it's like, and it's usually, and it's weird, it's like series of eight maybe. Like I may go and I may like write eight songs, right, you know, within a month or two. And then after that, I may not write for a couple of months or so. So it's just really interesting. But there are some songs that I've done that I like. I mean, when I did Situation, there was a feeling that I had when I did it, and I did like it. It just depends on the day. I mean, it could change, but Situation is definitely one that I do like. I mean, I kind of like, I'm really a ballad person. So I like You Do.
Okay.
From my album, from my EP, but it's just different, you know. It's just different days. But I actually, in reality, I really write a lot of ballads. I write a lot of slow things, and I kind of write from a deep sense. I don't write. It's not always happy. I mean, I write about how I'm feeling and what's going on in my life at that time.
Okay.
And so if I'm not having a great day, I'm gonna write about it. And so I mean, but to me, those are some of the best songs because even in those bad days, there's other people, not just you, that's having those bad days as well. And if there's a song that can minister to them, you know, that's from the Lord can bless them in the same way you're feeling, then why not write about it? You know, that's just how I see it.
Amen.
So I just write where I am at that day, and then I carry on because on my new project I have a song on there that no one's heard. You know, it's just real deep. I write real deep. People say that it's deep, but a lot of times it's stuff that other people hadn't heard or haven't thought about, and they may have thought about it, but they may not have written about it. And I'm just one of those people that I'm just real. Realistic with me, and I write from where I am, and you know I pray that where I am, that some other people felt the same way at some point in their life, and pray that it connects. Like Situation, at the time I wrote Situation, I really was in a situation. You know, I was in one, and so you know the Lord blessed me to get out of it unscathed, and there was not a issue going on because I had a lot of people don't realize I was a single dad. I raised my daughter, who's now 21, turning 22 in May next year. But I raised her by myself, and it was not easy. And it was by the grace of God that I did it, because it's kind of how I got into recording again. My mom had kind of asked me to go back in the studio, and I was like, I'm not gonna, you know, I wasn't really, you know, truly gonna go back. I mean, it was something that I hadn't really even thought about doing that because I had been doing in the church. In reality, I hadn't been in the studio for like 18 years. And then she said, "Are you sure you're done with this?" I said, "Mama, I think I'm done with it." And then when she heard Situation, she said, "See, I was right." I mean, and she loves that song, and she still believes in it to this day. She would tell you she thinks that it's probably the best song I've ever done.
Let's hear three cheers from Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, that's they say song. You gotta always listen to your mom. Mothers know what's best.
And that was the first song she heard, and when she heard it, she loved it. But she's really giving me the approval on the next project that I've done, and I gave it to her specifically because I knew she would be extremely critical, and I knew that she would. But she loves me, and my mom is just a real. She's just real with me, and I love that most about her, is that she's gonna tell me what she truly thinks. She's not gonna put on any airs to me. She was okay. I like it. I don't like it. And she,
right.
You know, it took a while. She was, yeah, but she's liking it. So I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of a blessing to have her. But yeah, I really think that of all the songs I've done, Situation, I believe is her favorite.
Yes, amen. Okay, and now we know your mom and we know your daughter, but that's not the only woman in your life. There's someone else important attached to you.
Of course, my wife.
Oh,
yeah, my wife is very
well.
Awesome.
How do you know
she's
I was
awesome.
Talking about her?
because that's the only other woman that I have. My dog, well, yeah, and actually, I have more than that. You'd be surprised. I got a lot of women. My mom was from a family. She's got 7 sisters.
Oh wow! I was talking about your wife. Amen.
Yeah,
and what is her name?
Latessa.
Latessa.
Her name is Latessa.
Hello, Latessa.
Yeah. She's in another room, I think.
No,
yeah,
okay, that's all right. I want to do a shout out to Sister Latessa, praise God. I always say behind every great man is an amazing woman.
So my wife says that's nice that you send a shout out to her.
Aww.
She said, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Now, I know because it's got to be, the thing is, I always tell people when God calls one, he calls them both. And
that's true.
Some people don't understand that because, you know, we might meet a pastor and it could be a man or a woman,
mm-hmm.
but the first man or the first
mm-hmm.
lady of the church may be quiet and behind the scenes, but guess what? They're usually the ultimate prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
You get the music ministry people or the one performing. Somebody else has to support them and encourage them. And that's what they don't understand, that when you're busy serving the Lord, you get under attack and so many things go wrong that they need that other person to not just pray for them but to support them, to encourage them. I'm sure when you're feeling down, if Latessa gives you a hug, the whole world suddenly feels like it's better again.
No, yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she's the business mind behind a lot of stuff that I do.
Okay. Because
she's extremely supportive. I mean, she's very patient with me because she knows how impatient I am. So, I mean, I have to pray through a lot of that. But, yeah, she's kind of my second mind, but she keeps me very, very grounded.
Grounded.
But she's extremely supportive,
go.
Very loving.
She's
and so,
the
and that's what I need.
Amen.
Amen, yeah. She's
praise
very
God.
Supportive, and she comes to my stuff, and, you know, I'm singing, and she's maybe in the back getting stuff set up to help sell my product. And, I mean, she's just great. She's a business. She's a lot of business. She's the business mind behind me, a lot of it, because she's just practical, very practical, very down to earth.
The organized structure.
And she's extremely educated. She's a very educated girl. She, you know, she actually does have an MBA.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know,
so I guess we got to do another shout out to Latessa there. Praise God. So maybe I should be interviewing her.
I don't know. She might try to interview. I don't know if she would.
Amen.
She's
well, my brother, it's been a joy and a pleasure. You know, we'll be contacting you. And then you leaked it out because you even said that there's some new music that nobody's heard. So guess what? We're going to be sharing it. Amen. Once it's released,
amen.
You're going to let us give a sneak peek out there and let everyone hear the new stuff. But we're going to continue to play all your stuff. And I'm going to try and sneak some of that Christmas music a little longer than the holidays and continue to share. Is there any last words that you want to say before we go back to listen to some of your awesome music?
I just want to tell you that I greatly appreciate your support. You've been a supporter from the very beginning, and I just feel blessed that you're even willing to play my music or listen to it or interview me. So I feel that you're definitely, you know, a Kingdom connection, and I appreciate you and the things that you're doing at your station. So I just want to let you know that I have the utmost respect for you, and I am definitely appreciative.
Oh, you're going to make a pastor cry. It's my joy. What was it? I messaged you today, and I said, I got to see if I can remember or see if I can find it, because you said something to me, and I responded back. Where did I say? Something about serving, about God's gifted or something. I'm trying to remember if I could. Oh, I don't remember. I'll have to find it, but I'm going to read it later on. But that's what it's all about. It's not even about me. It's about, oh, yes, I said something about it's always a joy to be able to shine another light on God's gifted. Amen. And
amen.
It's true.
Amen.
It's true, because technically you guys already shine because God has given you the gift to shine. Here it is. I said, no problem. It's my pleasure to serve the Lord and shine an additional light on all his gifted. And that's exactly, I am only being used as a wonderful tool of the Lord because I enjoy it. There's some tools in the woodwork shop that some people don't like to use, but I'm one of those tools that I enjoy what I do. And I love music. I love God. And to me, they just kind of seem to go hand in hand. And I think it's important, too, because when I do share, I mean, so many out there, but the problem is you've got to pick the ones that you know that you can support.
Right.
You can't support everybody, because not everybody's about God's business. Amen?
Amen. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
So,
your eyes, you.
Yeah. And so you have to be real mindful of what you do and who you push out there. And so the Lord, as you said, it's a kingdom connection, because the Lord has brought lots of people in my world, and I've been dragged into theirs unwillingly because I've hijacked some of them. But you know what? It's my pleasure and it's my joy to be able to share. And I know that to be able to share wonderful people and wonderful gifts that they have is part of what I should be doing, and I've never felt more comfortable in my life. And you, my friend, it's easy to share you. It's very easy to share you. Your music is wonderful. You're a wonderful person, a wonderful man of God. And you got Latessa. She's great, too. So it sounds like a team.
I'm blessed.
And now I got to do my special shout-out to Mama, because, you know, if she likes a song, like, then she has extremely good taste.
so
we're going to put
on
some more music, and I will definitely be in touch with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, my friend. And you know, we're going to pray, okay?
Okay.
Father God, in the glorious name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for keeping your hands upon our friend Darren, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to bless him, to clear the path, to write the vision and make it plain. And Father God, enlarge his territory in the mighty name of Jesus. Jabez may not have known what hit him, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you prepare Latessa and Darren as they continue to walk the grounds of your kingdom, and that they continue to share whatever it is that you have for them to share. Father God, continue to bless his family, the children, the mothers, the grandparents, right from the top to the bottom. Father God, we ask for joy and love and happiness, and in this marriage that you would have a three cord that cannot be broken, and bind them together now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak it. And we ask it, and therefore it shall be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, have a wonderful Christmas, a happy new year. You know I'll be in touch, and I'll continue to promote, and I'll continue to stalk, and continue to keep pushing your music out there and letting the world hear how much joy they can have just sharing in your wonderful words, not just in song, but the words that they minister in music. And a shout out to your church as well and your pastor. and the choir. And if the choir does not listen to their music minister, you tell them to contact Pastor Jay.
You never know. I might have to call you.
I think I'm overdue for a trip to Oklahoma just now. There you go. I would definitely come and visit, and I would love to come and fellowship with you guys sometime soon. So don't worry, it will happen. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And please give your regards to your mom for me. Tell her she's got another fan out there.
Oh, yeah. She will like that.
And Sister Latessa, I know if you can hear me, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and to keep keeping on. And my word from the Lord for you, Sister Latessa, is to continue to do what you do. The Lord is already putting in my spirit that she's not as humble and as quiet and meek, as mild as you are, and to continue to be bold in your walk with the Lord and to continue to share God and to keep the fire burning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right, my friend. We're going to listen now to some more of your music. Have a glorious evening, and thank you again for your wonderful time.
Okay, well, I appreciate you as well, and thank you for having me in. I'm here to interview anytime you get an opportunity. I would love to come back.
Oh, please. I will drag you on here kicking and screaming. All right. Have a wonderful night.
Okay, you do the same, and thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right, everybody, that was my wonderful friend, Darren Zewak, and we did a shout-out to his mom and to his lovely wife, Latessa, and now we're going to listen to his song, Reason for Christmas. Amen. Praise God. on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. If you knew something very important, would you keep it to yourself? If you knew it was a matter of life and death, would you keep it to yourself? Well, I guess you should. And that's why you need to go and tell. Amen. The very first words. And I'm telling you, I know a preacher over in Michigan who would agree with me because she and I used to always laugh about this. But the first preacher was a woman, praise God. Because when Easter morning, when my Savior arose and he told one woman to go and tell, amen. And that's when the gospel got moving and it got spread. I hate to say it, but we women have a way of spreading stuff. Sometimes it's not always good stuff. We might spread the gospel, but sometimes we women tend to spread gossip. And that's what Pastor J. Rouse's show is. We don't spread gossip. We spread the gospel. Amen. And we need to share things a little more and do a little more for the Lord and stop spending so much time running around doing things for ourselves and destroying, because the tongue has life and death in it. Amen. Let's start doing some of our community international events. And then we've got one more person we need to speak to, and that is our gentleman, Mr. Eddie Neblett. Praise God. All right, happening around the world. Let's see. We have December the 20th. We have Carols by Candlelight. Okay, this is happening. What child is this? Everyone is invited. Celebration evening. And it is happening in Stanton Close in the UK. It's the Wellingsboro Seventh-day Adventist Church in the UK, and that's Gronovita Complex. Forgive me if I'm saying it wrong, and that I believe on Friday, December the 20th, so that's this Friday, amen, and that's at 7 p.m., praise God, and I remember they're going to have all sorts of stuff there, and it's going to be an exciting time. Speaking of Christmas, Christmas Happy Camp is taking place in Barbados, and it is between December the 16th and the 20th, so it's on, it's going now. If you still need to sign up, feel free to contact them at 426-2443. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, and I'm thinking that they should give you a prorated price because they've already started. But, hey, I'm not running the thing, but I know the children will have a blast, so you might want to check it out. Just a quick reminder, we had the Glass Awards. Ah, I've got an inside scoop. The Glass Awards is going to be aired on prime time January the 4th, I believe the date is. I have to confirm that and get you some more information, so please check it out on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. It is going to be broadcasted live. Well, not live. It's going to be on primetime TV. There's a commercial that they've got out advertising about it as well, so I'm going to have to put it on our page and let you check it out for yourself. But, well, Tess Ann Chin is the voice. She won last night on The Voice, and I'm telling you, around the world, especially in the Caribbean and people of Caribbean descent, everybody for the night was Jamaican, praise God, because Tess Ann Chin is Jamaican. We want to say congratulations to her. And speaking of Jamaica, did you save the date? March 29, 2014 is the Glass Awards Jamaica edition. Praise God. So make sure you save the date. I know I've got to book a ticket because I got to go down to Jamaica, because as an author, J. Wright Rouse, I am also have my books in Kingston Bookstore, and I will be down there doing some book signings as well as doing full red carpet coverage of the Glass Awards in Jamaica. And I will return again to Glass Awards here, Canada, in Toronto. on July the 19th, 2014. So make sure you save the date. Amen. But I will give information about when last year, well, 2013 in July, the Glass Awards took place and when that's going to be aired. Okay. January 17, 2014, First Baptist Church is having their third annual Biggest Blockbuster Showcase. And I believe this is in Tennessee. Let me make sure I get all this information correct. Lots and lots and lots of amazing people going to be attending. Yes, and it's in Clarksville, Tennessee. First Baptist Church is at 301 Fairview Lane. Okay, and I believe the pastor is Bobby Harris, and this is a Stellar Award weekend. So we know that the Stellar Gospel Awards is always a big thing that's taking place, and this is one of the weekend events, January 2nd, 2014. Check out the information on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. Our friend and our normal visitor is J.B. Sachs, a.k.a. Jason Brown. He'll be performing December the 29th at George Stevens Center, which is in San Diego, 570 South 65th Street. You might want to check him out. He'll be there at 2 p.m. I know he's got another show coming up in January, too. We'll talk about that in a minute. Called to be Different, New Year's Christian Ball, once again in the U.K., £15 in advance, £20 at the door. December the 27th, 2017, from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., 18 and up. Definitely want to check out the information on our page. Desperate Churchwise, we had the joy and pleasure of speaking with Diane Johnston maybe a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, and we had a wonderful time with her, bless her heart, and I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to be in town, Diane. I'll give you a heads up. But at the Gospel Cafe here in Toronto at 5120 Dixie Road, sorry, Unit 9. I don't want to say Dixon because I've done that. I've actually driven to Dixon Road, and it took us forever to find the restaurant because it was a wrong road. So you want to be at 5120 Dixon Road, Unit 9 at the Gospel Cafe as Diane presents her award nominee winning Desperate Church Wives at $10 in advance and $15 at the door at 8 p.m. If you need more information, please let us know. Praise God. Moving right along, we enjoyed Soweto Gospel Choir's music last week. I keep humming it. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful choir. And I aired the interview, and I will also try and put part two of the YouTube interview on our page. But they will be back in Toronto February 21st, 2014. They didn't get to perform here the last time they were here, but they will be here. So you don't want to miss it at the Sony Center. Okay, what else? I've got something happening. Oh, yes. Okay, this has already happened. And we want to touch base and know that the Detroit Mass Choir, they've got Diary coming out on Christmas Day. They released something on Thanksgiving, and now they're releasing something on iTunes on Christmas Day. We will give you some more information. We are going to have to make some connection with Sean Harden so we can talk to him about the Detroit Mass Choir as well as some of the wonderful music that he has got coming out there. I wanted to give you, there's another date here for our friend J.B. Sachs. Don't forget about our buddy Jazz A. Alexis and her wonderful, smooth, sexy-sounding Christmas song, Christmas Love. We had the wonderful pleasure of speaking with her last week. And don't forget that you want to try and grab that once it's released, and we'll continue to keep you updated. We'll get to hear some more of that music soon, too. Oh, yes. Here we go. J.B. Sachs, January 26, 2014 at 10 a.m. He will be at Humphrey's Backstage, and that's 2241 Shelter Island Drive in San Diego, California. All right. Let's get on some more music. I am There's something tonight. Oh, okay. Jay Saxon, you might actually still be on time at the end of the show. Tonight he is at New Creation Church for a Christmas concert. Now, if you're in San Diego, well, you're on time. It's 7 p.m. and it's free. You can't beat free. So if you want to go check him out and you're in San Diego, he's at the New Creation Church for Christmas, because I believe we are 3 hours ahead of them or something to that nature. Praise God. So after the show, if you're in San Diego, you can go and check them out. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's hear some more Eddie Neblett music and see if we can try and get Eddie online. I want to play this. Oh, this one is really cute. I like this one. We'll do Christmas Time. How's that? By Eddie Neblett.
Well, everybody come hear me again. Hear me again, hear me again, hear me again. Yeah. Well, you know, Eddie Neblett again. Come to wish you all a Merry Christmas, yeah. And a Happy New Year, yeah. I can feel it in the air. The season's here again. Cheerfulness is everywhere. The preparation has begun. Everyone is so excited. It's Christmas once again. The time we all remember the birth of a king. Jesus Christ our Savior. So let the praise begin. Singing blessed be his name. Everyone say Christmas.
Heard him say it. And you know what? I actually think it's important that he not just say it in a wonderful recording of his song, Christmas Time, but if I'm correct, let me see if he's still there. I have Eddie Neblett on the phone. Eddie?
Hello, hello, hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's such a good thing to be. Man, I've been praying. I've been working so hard. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited. I'm so sorry. But I'm so excited. But it's a pleasure to be here. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well, praise God. Unfortunately, everybody, we can't keep Eddie for too long because he's actually at church, which is a good thing, praise God. But I had just finished telling Eddie off because I said he owes us a really long interview because Eddie Neblett not only released this amazing Christmas album, and I've been playing your music. You realize I've been using your song Joy as my intro for the month and for my closeout song.
Yes, as a matter of fact, someone told me first.
And so we've been playing some of your stuff, and I just got off the phone with another amazing musician. He's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Darren Ewok, and telling him that it's so sad that Christmas is only so long of a time period because the music is awesome.
I know. And the thing is, we've been saying this recently. To some people it may seem like a waste, but
right.
You know, the thing is, we gotta bring forth whatever it is in our spirit, and you know, for this season, we don't know what God will use to bless somebody. So, you know, we can't just look at the time, but you know, I can definitely do it another month.
I know.
You know, celebrating Christmas. Yeah.
Well, Darren and I have negotiated that we think it's fairly reasonable to be able to bring it in at the beginning of November and start playing it that way. So I think next year I'm going to start like right at the very beginning of November.
I hear you.
So tell me about this album, because you have this amazing Christmas album. I'm still trying to find a really bad song on there, and I'm having a really hard time.
Well, for the longest while we've been hearing from, you know, friends and from, you know, from some of our fans, as they would say, they really want to hear what a Christmas album or some Christmas music from Eddie Neblett will sound like. And, you know, so we've been taking all of those requests year come, and this year we finally decided to do something. I told my team, I said, listen, man, even if we just got to do a few songs, let us do it, because we've promised it, you know, for so many years. People are asking, Eddie, we really need something, you know. For this season, for Christmas, because we get accustomed to the Silent Night and the Holy Night. And, of course, those are the ones that bring in that put you in this Christmas mood. But we need something like, for instance, we want to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Holy Night can take you there. They want to do it Caribbean style. And so, you know, we decided, listen, we're going to do it. We're going to do a 6-song release it and see what people think. And, you know, it has been a blessing. It has been playing in cars, on the radio station here in New York. It has been playing across the Caribbean. We got calls from Africa and from Afghanistan. I mean, who is in Afghanistan and is playing, you know, Christmas music from Eddie Neblett? But, you know, God is using the music, and we're so happy that we were obedient, you know, to the Spirit to release this music.
Amen. Amen. Well, I love it. I'm enjoying it very much. And
thank you.
I said I'm going to try and push the envelope, so I'm going to try and see. I'm going to push it right through to the new year and see if I can squeeze a few in after the new year.
Okay.
Now, Eddie, I told Eddie he may be in Santa's good book, but he's in my naughty list because I've been down for months. I mean, months, because we did in August. See, you don't realize this, Eddie. We sponsored the Lime Masters and Lime Junior teams from Barbados, and they came and they played cricket tournaments here in Toronto.
Okay.
And we made the entire month of August Caribbean month.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. And we had Caribbean Tales Film Festival going on at the same time, so we were promoting and covering that. And we also had the Pioneer Cricket Club here in Toronto as well from Barbados. And I tell you, everything was Caribbean. And we had some awesome Caribbean. We had DJ Evangelist on here. And we had a whole bunch of other people. And the one person's music that was missing, let me see. I won't name names.
Well, I publicly apologize. And don't worry. We're going to be sending you new stuff, old stuff. We're going to be sending you everything.
Okay.
So we're going to try and make it up to you. Don't worry. I'm the listeners.
And you know what? Here's where you're also suffering, because I was in Barbados for several weeks in October and was doing the show live in Barbados at the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel. And we played lots of Caribbean music, and guess what? Barbados did not get to hear any of Eddie Neblett's music.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barbados.
Barbados have their own good singers, so now where is Ed from?
Could you repeat that, please?
Where is Eddie from? I know you're Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, well, I've born and grown in Guyana.
Uh-huh.
Georgetown, Guyana, and came over to New York. As a matter of fact, we tour myself and my band called Second Coming Out of Guyana. We tour many places in the Caribbean, including Barbados, Trinidad. We've been to Brazil, a few countries, and then, you know, I migrated to the United States. And so, you know, I'm here now, but I am Guyanese 100%.
And you know what's funny? Because we've had, I don't know if you know Reza DJ Evangelist. Ali,
yes,
he's a DJ and he's a gospel rapper. He does, and he's Guyanese as well.
Yes.
And had him on our show, and we play some of his music throughout the year as well. I made an announcement, and I might have to put my money where my mouth is, because we have Caribana here in Toronto every year, and they play all kinds of calypso and reggae and all sorts of Caribbean and Guyanese and soca music. And I said, I don't see why we as Christian people don't have our own little soca concert.
Yeah.
So somebody called me out on it and said, well, what are you waiting for, Pastor Jay? So
yeah.
So I think in August, I may have to see what I can put together and get something put together. So while Caribana is going on and everybody's walking up and winding up and doing all of the things they enjoy doing, that we can squeeze out our own gospel soca night. How's that?
That sounds fantastic. And you know what? Things may just work out awesome, because I am, as a matter of fact, we are planning next year. We have His Glory Tour that we're doing, myself, DJ Nicholas, and Judith Gale. We're getting ready to start that tour early next year. And so we're going to be passing through Toronto as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to keep you posted,
time
goes by. We're going to keep you posted, but we definitely be in your neck of woods, so don't worry.
Okay, that's good. Then you keep me posted. We'll make sure we get it out there, and we make sure we would come and cover everything you're doing, and we'll continue to cover what you're doing in the States as well and worldwide, because remember, we're an international station, so we have listeners all around the world.
Yes.
Okay. All right, but I don't want to keep you. Thank you so much for your time, Eddie. I know you're at church. Can you do me one favor, Eddie?
Okay.
Can you pray for Pastor Jay while you're at church?
You want me to pray for him?
Of course, because we all need prayer. So I'm going to let you go. But you'll have to remember, did you want to give a shout out to your church before you hang up?
Well, sure, I will. I want to shout out to, you know, my pastor, Pastor Sharo. I want to shout out to the Hope NYC family here in Queens, New York. I also want to shout out to all of my friends and friends that are listening right now around the world. God bless you. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year to you and your family. And we love you. You'll hear from us
yes.
soon.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, beloved. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome. And we're going to continue to play some more of your music, and we're going to have a full interview with you in the new year, Mr. Eddie Neblett, because we're going to
yes.
have all sorts of music to share, aren't we?
You are. You are. Yes. Okay.
Nothing like being put on the spot on a Christian talk show with a pastor. Amen.
I know. I know. Let me make the promise I'm here.
And you're at church in that.
Yes. I can. My hands are tied.
Exactly. Exactly. It's been a joy. I'm looking forward to finding out all the nitty-gritty details on Mr. Eddie Neblett and about where you started, where you came from, where you're going, and what's happening next. And we're going to continue.
Sure.
Now, what I need to do is we're going to get some information from you. If somebody wants to get some of this wonderful Christmas music that you put out there, how would they do that?
Well, you know, the main thing is that the music is online. They can pick it up on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify. You know, it's you know, it is online. It's all over
uh-huh.
online, so, you know, it's very accessible.
Okay.
You just have to put in Board of a Savior. Yeah, you can get it. You can get it downloaded.
All right. We will
definitely.
Make sure we link everybody up for Eddie Neblett and check out his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas album. And we will send the links out on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And we better let Eddie go because we don't want him to get in trouble with his pastor. He's already in trouble with one pastor.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you
All
very
right.
much for having me.
Oh, no, it's been a joy and a pleasure. I'm just sad it didn't happen sooner, but you know what? The Lord always is on time, so everything happens for a reason. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you again so much for your wonderful time, Eddie, and enjoy church. Is church over, or is it still going on?
It's almost there. Almost
It's almost there? Oh.
Yes.
Well, don't forget, you said you were going to pray for me, so the Lord will know.
I will. I will.
The
I
Lord
will
know. I will be able to feel the prayers coming through just now. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So, everyone, before we sign off, we're going to hear some more of Eddie's music. And I love this one. It's the Merry Medley. And once again, thank you so much, Eddie, for your time. And we'll talk very, very soon. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
You too. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Holy. Christmas time again, yeah, Christmas time again, oh, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing over plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing that joyous song.
Jiggy right in the studio. Praise God. Oh, it's been a wonderful evening. I've had two wonderful, very gifted and talented men of God on the show. That's awesome. That is very powerful stuff, because it's nice to be able to know that we can showcase wonderful, gifted, talented people. Importantly, men of God, amen. We like to think that the only women in the church. Well, no, that is not the case. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we wish both of these wonderful men and their families, their friends and their neighbors, an awesome Christmas. But before we sign off, there will be a show next Wednesday. It will be Christmas. But the thing is, what we need you to know is that we are having a very special Christmas here on the Pastor J. Rowe Show, because we are going to have a very unique Christmas program. It is going to be perfect for those at home, relaxing. You have nothing else to do. You spend the time with Pastor J. Rowe. It's family friendly. We are going to have Christmas time, story time, and sing along. That's right. You get to sing along, because we have certain stories that we're going to be sharing about Christmas. And in between, there will be certain Christmas songs, and you all know them. The Christmas songs will be posted for you, so you have the words and everybody can sing along, because I'm doing this because this is something that my stepson Trenton and I used to do with my mom, and we've had family and friends. So we want to say a shout out to Dominica. She's traveling for Christmas down in the States and in the Bahamas, and this is something we've always done. And Trenton is in Florida, and he can't be with us, but we're still going to do this, and you get to join, and I'm looking forward to it. It's a very unique thing. And definitely excited about it. So don't forget, next Wednesday, we will be here with our very special Christmas program. Amen. Praise God. All right. So before we sign out, remember everything you've heard today, and more importantly, that you don't get too caught up in wanting to give and do for Christmas, that you don't remember that Jesus is the real reason for the season, and you need to take some time to breathe a moment. Amen. Praise God. We want to make sure you're safe. We want to make sure that you're good. And don't get overboard, because we need to know that you are going to be around for Christmas. There's no point buying the gift, because you are the gift. And Jesus has a reason why he needs you around. Amen. So, and we're going to take out now. This is Darren Zewak and Jesus' Birth. God bless you. God be with you until we meet again. And I can't wait. I'm excited about next week, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you. God bless you.
Trials along the way, but you brought the ball.